Masechet Shabbat of Kaf Hay, and we started in Kaf Dalet Amud Bet at the bottom. We're in the new Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can't ein madikim Hashem in Shayfa b'Yom Tov. And the Gemara started by saying my timer, why not? And we can't sofin kochim b'Yom Tov. So the Gemara said because you can't burn it. Then what's the Binah? What do we know? We wanted a makor. We wanted to understand a pasuk. And then Amar Chizkiah, and we saw from Chizkiah that he said Lo Totiru. That was the first answer. Right, and he learned from a ribui there. Shalom ad boker, mat ad boker. He says that on the boker shani shayfato. Abaye said a different reason. He said olat shabbat b'shabbato v'lo ad chol. And then Rava said amakra hu levado yase lachem. And he said that was to laapik the kavachom, which we might have thought because we would have had the limud that tzarat is doche avoda and avoda is doche shabbos. Therefore, tzarat should be doche shabbos, and we know that mila afilu lo bizmana is doche tzarat. So from that equation, we would have learned that mila shelo bizmana would have been doche shabbos. Then we got this limud over here, which is mamayet the kavachomer. So we saw three reasons so far of why you can't, and therefore he said there anything that isn't a mitzvah bizmana, we learned from Brit Mila lo bizmana, isn't doche shabbos yom, wouldn't be doche shabbos yom because it's kavachomer. And the shreifa of the shem, we said that shemen shreifa means shemen of truma, which became tamei. So that therefore needs to be burnt. There's a mitzvah aselis the baish tisrofu, and he says that it only would apply if it was bizmana. Since you can burn it tomorrow, you don't have to burn it today. So therefore, you aren't doche yontif by burning the shem. And that was the limud over there so far. So we've seen three different limudim, right? Okay, I think that basically sums all of those up. There was just one thing I wanted to add over here, and that is now Rav Ashi gives another reason. So why can't you burn on Shabbos? Rav Ashi Amar Shabbaton. The pasuk says Shabbaton. What does it mean Shabbat? Look at the pasuk. Ach bechamisha shayom lecholish hashvi vosmechem etvuat haaretz tachuk etcha Hashem shivat yamin bayom rishon Shabbaton. Right. So on Yom Tov you got there. We're talking here about Pesach, right? Shabbaton. Uva yom hashmini Shabbaton. And other sukkahs, right? Sukkahs. The eighth day, sukkahs and sukkahs. First and the last day. Sukkah is a Shabbaton. What does it mean Shabbaton? Okay, so he says over here, we wouldn't have this meal. Remember what I wanted to say. One of the reasons we had a question over here, we said that we've got, in the first answer there, we said that we've got a lav, right, and a mitzvah asay. So we've got a mitzvah asay of this shof, and we've got a lav of lot asay ko melacha. And we said that the asay is doche the lot asay. That would have been a hava amina. That the asay of ba'esh tishofu is doche the lot asay of lot asay ko melacha. Here comes the Rav Ashi and says that we've got Shabbat, all the limudim up until now wouldn't be a good limud because the asay is doche the lot asay. So that's why he says over here, Rav Ashi, he says, no, we got Shabbaton. What do you mean Shabbaton? Asa. Who made a Shabbaton? Hashem made a Shabbaton. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi got a slightly different version. Rashi says, Asa hu. See that Dibur Rabat Chav, the first one on the Amud at the top? Rashi got an extra word in there. Not Va'asa Vahavla Yom Tov, Ela Asa hu Vahavla Yom Tov. Hashem made a Yom Tov. The Mashma Shvut bo. Right? Shavut. It was a Yom Tov. He stopped doing all work. So he says to say that Shabbat is another Lo Ta'aseh. Right? So now we said we've got a Lo Ta'aseh and an Aseh, and the Aseh will be Doche the Lo Ta'aseh. Comes Rav Ashi says, no, there's actually two Lavim here. There's two Lo Ta'aseh. He says Yom Tov is an Aseh, right? And Velo Ta'aseh, and the Lo Ta'aseh. Ve'in Aseh, Doche et Lo Ta'aseh, Va'aseh. He says that the original half a minute at the beginning of Gemara, we would have said that we needed a special pasuk to teach us this miut here because we would have the klal of asay doche lo tase. We would have thought you can burn the shemen on Yom Tov. He said it wouldn't work because asay doche lo tase when it's an asay equals a lo tase, a positive commandment and a negative commandment. If we've got a positive commandment and a negative commandment both on Yom Tov, then an asay won't doche the lo tase because it's an asay that goes with it. So now it's a different calculation altogether. So he says we've got an asay of lant. He says like this. Vayinus we're going to say by yom tov hu da asir ha bechol shapidami. So the Gemara says okay, that's fine. The Gemara says so now we understand that yom tov you can't burn it, but bechol shapid. Look at Rashi there. Vayin asay the baesh tishrofu that asay doche yom tov du lo tasei vasei I'm carrying the Rashi there. I thought, wait a second, but to burn a candle is a melacha muteret. Hoyil v'havarat shar kochim she'enenin mehen nesrin. He says, no. But since other kochim, right, we should not get an hour from an asur, gamzu lo yetse min haklal. So he says, you're right. You're allowed to do melacha on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, but only melacha ochel nefesh for things that you're allowed to do. But things that you can't get hanar from, you aren't allowed to do. So the same thing over here. All the kochim would fall into that same category, and therefore it will be out of the heterim. That's an important Rashi over there. So the Gemara carries on and says, by Yom Tov, so what is it? On Yom Tov, who does it? On Yom Tov you can't burn habachol shapir dami, but can you burn the shonchol, look at Rashi? We're learning now different halacha altogether. Now we suddenly realize, we might have had a hava mina, that shemen shefa, which is tuma, which is tame, you can't eat it. Maybe you also can't get hana'ah from it. So we say, what do we see from this machloket over here? That when is it asur to burn? And the idea of burning here is not to burn just to light it, to throw it away. The burning here is to light it, to use it to get hana'ah from it, done as a flame or to do anything with it, right? For candles or for fire. So we see over here that the whole discussion so far is the isur shreifa on yontif, which seems to imply that there's no isur shreifa. It's just on Yom Tov there's an Isur Shefa you can't burn. That's a good question over here. But Yom Tov would ask you, how b'chol shapir dami? Look at Rashi. Le'it nahui mimena. You can get hana'a from it. Right? So God says, ma taima. And how come we can get hana'a from it? Amarav, k'shem she mitzvah lishof ha'kotshim shnitma'u, kach mitzvah lishof ha'chumah shenitmeit. So firstly, straightforward. Right, look at Rashi, the dami, the kodesh, for od mishum takala. We've got a mitzvah to burn it here for two reasons. First, because it's like kochim, and therefore kochim that are tamei, you got to burn. And secondly, we saw before that Chami wanted you to burn it as soon as possible because they didn't want you to leave it in the house and come to eat it. Right? V'amra Torah, b'shat biura tehane mimena. That nonetheless, when you're burning it, you can get hana from it. So Gemara says, ha'echad amra Torah. Where do we see that? Torah says we can get hana from it. So it's a great answer. Mid Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, "Amar Rav Ravu, Amar Krab." We got a pasuk. And he quotes a pasuk over here. It's a pasuk in Midbar. V'ashem l'arom v'ani, hina natat lecha et mishmeret trumati lechol kodshei v'nei Yisrael lecha netatim lemoshcha ulevanecha lechol kolam. It says, "V'natat lecha et mishmeret trumati." What does it mean over here? Look here. It says mishmeret trumati. Maybe trumatai. Right, trumatai or ma trumot in the plural. So it says mishmeret trumatai. So we learned this Gemara before, by the way. And this is a Gemara which we've seen. Where is this from? It's in actually we'll see later. See it tomorrow as well. It's in Vamo. We learned before. So mishmeret trumatai. Says bishtei trumot. Trumot akatum medaber, achat trumat tehora, v'achat trumat temeya. So even with trumat temeya, he's still considered one of Hashem's trumot. V'amarachmana, lecha, it says, v'natati lecha et mishmer trumati, trumatai. Lecha, it's what it means, lecha, shelecha tehel asika, tachat tavshilecha, tavshilecha. You can plot this fire under your food, you can use it for cooking. That's the first answer where we can see that you can get hana from it, from that limud there on shtei trumot. One tamei and one tehora. Okay? But another answer you could bring the Gemara. Says, Rabbi Abau, I'm Rabbi Abau, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk over there that he quotes via also from Tvarim, says, Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu velo bi'arti mimenu betamei. This is from the whole parsha of... Bikurim. Right? V'vetameh, v'no atati yimenu lemeit, shamati b'kol Hashem, no ha'yositi b'kol Hashem tzivitani. Says, what do you mean, v'lo bi'arti yimenu betameh? Says, yeah, v'lo bi'arti mimenu. Right? And yeah, actually, he's talking about ma'aseh sheni. Rashi says, yeah. V'lo bi'arti mimenu betameh, b'ma'aseh sheni. Mimenu yatamavir, tamavir shemen shel truma shenit meit. Right, so that's the deal. What we are talking menu. If it was Masya Shani, says Rashi Avia, menu is the miut. But if it's truma, you can do it. So go on. Wait a second. The aim of menu yatamavir that truma Masya Shani. Sorry, not truma. Definitely not truma. We want to say that the limud over here is that velo bi arti is speaking about Masya Shani. Remember, Master, we discussed Master Shady the other day, right? Master Shady, you've got to take to Jerusalem. So, but anybody can eat it. Master Shady is not something to give to the Kohanim. We eat it ourselves. Yes, we eat it, but Truma in Betara in Yerushalayim. So it says, so the Gemara says, wait a second, how do you learn over here that the miut is Maaseh Sheini, but you're allowed to eat Truma? Truma has a higher level of Kedusha than Maaseh Sheini. Right? Gemara says, maybe say the other way around, maybe say, Mamash Mimenu, yet you aren't allowed to burn, you aren't allowed to get any Hana'a from Maaseh Sheini, Avalatam Ma'avir Shemen Shel Kodesh Enitma. Maybe it's Maaseh Sheini that you can't, but Kodesh you can. It's got nothing to do here at all whatsoever with our limit and something else altogether. It's a separate miut that Kodesh you can. Gemara says, how can you do that? Lav kal v'chomer hu? Wouldn't that be a kal v'chomer? Ma Maaseh HaKal Amra Torah lo bi'arti minu b'tamei. So what, Kodesh chamur lo kol shekein? How can you say that? If you can't, if there's an issue over here on burning Maaseh Sheini, which is a Kedusha Kala, then surely you got on a Kedusha Chamura like Kodesh, Kodshim, you certainly wouldn't be able to do it as well. Look at Rashi. No, sorry, Kodesh Loma. There's no Rashi, yeah? So far, this is like this, Glokosha Kain. So it's Iachiam, Iachi, that's the case. So Trumanami. So then why didn't we say early on, Lema Kabachomeru, that the Truma, we were quite happy to learn a second ago, we said, Velobi Artimi Menu Betamei with Maaseh Sheini, but Ma'avir Shemen Shul Truma. Isn't Truma also of a higher Kedusha than Maaseh Sheini? And we wanted to say from Maaseh Sheini, we learn you can't burn it if it's Tameh, but from Truma you can. It should also be a Kavachomer. How come you're learning the Kavachomer Kodshim to Maaseh Sheini and you're not learning Truma to Maaseh Sheini? Question clear? Everybody? Question clear? Let's go one more time. The Gemara wanted to say that where do we know and we get Hana'a from all of this? We can get Hana'a because the miut, when the pasuk limits us to getting hana from something, it's speaking about Maaseh Sheini. So we want to say Maaseh Sheini, that you aren't allowed to get any hana if it's tameh, but from truma you can get. The guy said, "Well, it's like a white truma." Say Maaseh Sheini, you can't, but you can from kochim. No, you can't because kochim is more chamur, more higher level of kedusha than the Maaseh Sheini. So we said, so too is the truma a higher level of kedusha than Maaseh Sheini? So the same kal v'chomer or the same kodshikan should apply irrespective. The Gemara says, no. Ha'ketiv mimenu. So the Gemara, it says mimenu, meaning coming to exclude something. What's that something? Maaseh Sheini. So ha'ka umarayita. So the Gemara says, how come you deciding, what did you see that allowed you to make the decision that truma is okay and kodshim is not okay? The Gemara says, no. Mistabra kodesh lo mematina. It makes sense, the Gemara says, that we aren't allowing here, excluding from the pasuk Kodesh. Look at Rashi there. Kodesh lo mematina meha chumra. There's a chumra of truma, of Maaseh Sheini, sorry, that you can't burn Maaseh Sheini. He says it makes sense, it's from Svara, that Kodesh is not excluded from this chumra. It's truma is excluded, not Maaseh Sheini. Right? Why? The Gemara says, why? Shechein, because we've got a siman, pank akam. Right, look at Rashi there, Shechein. Shechein, yesh bo chumrei pink akas. Akas, sorry. V'ra'ui gam lezu, chai v'nanab, mishum pigu, and pink akas, all the chumres of kochim. If you look, before we go back to the Rashi, he'll explain this. Look at the Rashi tomorrow. What is that, the simanim there of pankasa, akas? Pigul, right, is the pay. Now, we know what pigul is. Pigul is if you have kavona, if the coin, we've learned this before, and all those who learn Zvachim with us, and we did this to death, right? That we got pigul, right, is when the Kohen, when he's making the korban, bundle the korban, and when he does the azrakah of the preparation of the blood, he has intentions to eat the korban out at the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's the general term of pigul. We got into all the details of pigul being only time and not place, but anyhow, bottom line is that pigul is when you have the kavona, Kohen's a kavona, for what reason is irrelevant at the moment, but that the korban should be eaten in the wrong place or at the wrong time. That's pigul, and that makes the korban asur. And the only person who knows that it's Asur is the Kohen, by the way, because he's the one that had the Kavon. No one else knows, right? Pigul. Then we've got Notar. Notar is, it's in this week's Parsha. All these Yisurim are in this week's Parsha, right? In Vayikra and Nitsa, we learned it today, right? And then we've got Notar. Notar is Korban, there's a certain Korban we're only allowed to eat for one day and one night, or for 2 days and one night. If you leave it over and it goes outside its time, so then it becomes Notar to be burnt, right? Then Korban, so Korban, a kochim you bring as a Korban, Me'ila, Me'ila is, if we've seen this as well, if you get any hana'a, benefit from something that belongs to Beit HaMikdash. So once something's been dedicated as a korban, if you get personal hana'a, for example, if you dedicate a korban and you ride on it to the Har HaBayit, you go from Tel Mond up to Jerusalem on your animal which you were dedicated as a korban, that's Me'ila, an example of Me'ila, right? Or karet is isul karet, yeah, and asul onen. A person who's an onen, right, who's shalone dabal, whose parents or family have died and haven't been buried yet, on that that's called an onen, they can't eat kochim. So those are all isurim around kochim. Now, I'll skip out the Rashi because that's basically what Rashi explains all of them. So therefore, it seems that kochim has got all these chumras. And therefore, the Gemara says, Mistabra Kodesh Lobamatina. That's why Rashi says over here, Miha Chumra. This Chumra of Isur Hana'a, it would appear because of all these Chumras of Pankakas that Kochim would be Asur and wouldn't get an exclusion. We wouldn't have a Havamina even that you could use Kochim and as a if you can't use Maaseh Sheni. So Gemara says, Adraba, on the contrary, Truma lo mematina. If you're going to start bringing me all reasons of chumras, of why we can't material, allow something to be used because of a culture kait to Maaseh Sheni, then I'll say trumas are more important because trumas got machpaz, right? These are the chumras of truma. What is machpaz? A machpaz, look at Rashi over there, he says they're mita b'day shamayim, right? Lezar ha'ochla. If you've got truma, if a person who's a zar, not a kohen, eats it, so it's chayv mita b'day shamay, right? Or kohen tamay, or a kohen tamay. The chomesh lezar, ochle b'shogeg. So we've got machpaz, mita b'day shamay, and then chomesh. Chomesh is that if you're not a kohen and you ate truma, so you've got to pay back the truma plus a chomesh. Now we know that a chomesh is a fifth, but it's not a fifth. You actually give 25%. You give a quarter. Why is it called a chomesh? Because when you've added the quarter, so you say Hebrew milamala, right? You've now got your 100% plus a quarter. You've now got five quarters. So the amount that you added is now a fifth of the total. Okay, it's actually a 25%, not 20%. So it's more expensive, the knas. That's the chomesh. Right, then Rashi's over here. So chomesh lezar hu echel b'shoge. If you ate truma by mistake, tichtiv g'yochal kodesh b'gav yasev chamishol alav, you had it. Aval kodesh, he said, but kodesh b'shah sheyesh heter lekohanim k'truma v'yatza midei me'ila. Shuv ein chomesh b'shgiat achilato. He said, but with kochim, even though kochim, when it's kadosh, it's asur lechol, but once there's done the blood work, it now becomes mutar. A kochim, the kohanim can eat a korban chatan. If the kochim islamim, even a zar can eat it. With truma, a zar can never eat truma. Right? Okay, that's the example there on Chumash. So trying to prove now why Truma should be more chamor than Kochim. So we've got Mita v'chomesh, v'ein la pidyon. You can never put a pidyon. You can't redeem pidyon, a Truma. Truma is Truma. Once it's been dedicated Truma, you can pay as much as you want. You cannot convert that Truma into Chulin. Where Kochim you can redeem. Right, look at Rashi. Ain't a pidyon lotzia lecholin, aval kodesh yesh kodesh shenifde kagon shehumam nifnei shchita. If you got a korban before you've done the shchita, it gets a mum, so you know you can redeem it. You can take out a kochim. Truma you can never redeem. So it seems that truma has got a high level of, or is more chamor than kochim. Va'asura lezarim, and so to asura lezarim. Look at Rashi there. Leolam, you can never ever allow a zar, a non kohen, to eat truma. Aval kodesh, says Rashi, yesh kodesh shemutar lezarim lachar zrika, often the blood, kagon maser behema. A maser behema, when you do your tithes of animals, the tenth one, right? It's mutar, v'toda, and a toda, v'shlamim, all these things a zar can eat. So you've got examples of kochim that a zar can eat, but you've got no example of truma that a zar can eat. So if you're going to tell me now, you're going to start throwing fancy terms at me, punk akas, I'll throw machpaz at you, and machpaz is more chamur than punk akas. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't work, right? Why? He says, firstly, henech nefishan, in punk akas, there are more chumras than in machpaz. Machpaz is only four. Mita, chomesh, pidyon, and what was the last one? And zarim, right? Where pink akas has got a whole lot of them. So that's number one. Look at Rashi there. He says over here, Nefishin, Bashem, they're more titles. And secondly, so that's the first answer. V'ibayt Eima, if you want to say, Kodesh Chamur, what's Kodesh Chamur? Shechein Anush Karet. Because it's Anush Karet, look at Rashi. Adif Adit Betrei Chumre. Right? Yamav Nichretin V'holech Aririya. We're not going to get into all the nuances of Karet. Right? But Karet here, Rashi's saying that Karet here is firstly, your days are numbered. When the person Chayav Karet, he will die early. Also Holech Aririya, you won't have children. Shalom Eda. And in Truma, we haven't got Karet. Right? Truma was Mita Bidei Shamayim, right? Right, Mita Bidei Shamayim. It's different to Karet. We don't have to understand all of that, but just accept it. So that's why the Gemara wants to knock it off. And the Gemara says another Sibah. Says that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, so that's the first, that's the fourth reason. So we had over here, we had Rav Ashi that said Shabbat Shabbaton. So we finished with those reasons. Then the Gemara comes back to another reason and says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, right? So Gemara then sidetracked for a second onto the issue of Hana'ah. That's right, Shalom, right? So we had the first reason was where do we know that you can't burn the truma that's nitmate the shem and shenisraf on Yontif? We had Chizkiah because of Lo Totiru. Then we had Abaya because of Olat Shabbat Shabbato. Then we had Rava who said Levaruhu because of the Kal Chomer. Then we had Rav Ashi Aviyah who said Shabbaton, that on Yontif is a Shabbaton, right? That there's a two Asay and a Lot Asay. Now the Gemara's last reason still, why can't you burn the Shem and Shreif on Yontif, goes back and says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Kra Titen Lo. What do you mean Titen Lo? He can use the can, the light, Velo, Lo velo lo oro, michlal debat orohu. Okay, so look what he says over here. He says, "Reshid ganchat titen lo, mikan she'ein tormi mina tamei ala tahor, dichtiv titen lo, davar harui lo leechov, lo latet lo oro lahasik, umide itshich lemeute michlal debat orohi lahasaka." So this is also going on the same answer of why we know now that Makori we can get hana'ah from it is that you can't use it on Yontif, but you can burn it on the rest of the time, and therefore you can get Hana from it. So it's almost like a coupling of the original answer where we know you can't burn it on Yontif, and the reason of how we know that you can get Hana from it is not Yontif. That's in Gemara ends up with that sugya over there. And I think that is the end of it. Right. Now, we go back to our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, okay, so that clear? It was pretty clear. We got a little bit complicated there, but bottom line was pretty clear. In our Mishnah, we said, Amalekim Hashem 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 Yom Tov. Then we said, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein madlikin beitran mifnei kavod haShabbat. Right, and Rashi said there, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, we're speaking about Shabbos, not about Yontif. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Anybody join now? This is a new part of the sugya. One of the millennium. Okay, so Gemara says, "Yeah, my timer." Right, so Rabbi Shmuel over here says, "Right, why can't you use itran? Why is itran excluded over here? What's the reason?" So Amar Rava, the Bach changes by the way from Rava to Rabba. If you look, it's Amar Rabba. Mitoch shechora, this is the Rashi brought already in the Mishnah. Why? Because it's bad smell. Right? And what's the problem? Gzaira shemaya nichene v'yetzai. He might light the candles. This is quite an interesting halacha. It's actually quite interesting because we know, everybody knows that why do we light Shabbos candles? Shabbos candles because of Shalom Bayit. Right? That's what we remember. We had the other day. We said if you only got enough money to, where's David? David not here yet? David asked the question, not yet. He says, if you've only got enough money for Shabbos candles or for Chanukah candles, we said that Shabbos candles are more adif because of Shalom Bayit. Remember? That we discussed. So we know that Shabbos candles are for Shalom Bayit. And there's a mitzvah of Shalom Bayit. It's onik. So now, he says over here, why can't you light the candles? Rabbi Shmuel says, a rabbi says, why not? He says, because I'm telling you over here that the guy might light the candles with this neft or this itram which smells bad, v'yetze, and leave the room. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says to Rabbi, no, v'yetze, let him leave the room, what do we care? So let him leave, look at Rashi. V'yetze, maich patlan, exactly, maich patlan, what do we care? Can't be more specific than that, right? So Amalei, so Rabbi says, no, Shani omer adlakat ner b'shabbat chovah. What do you mean chovah? He says, has a chovah to light candles, but not just to light them, to actually use them. Look at Rashi. חובה. כבוד שבת הוא שאין סעודה חשובה אלא במקום אור. כאין יממה בפרק בת של היומה. It says you have to eat in front of a candle. You have to have lat. So it's not an Indian of lighting the candle and then walking out the room. I've been yotze, I've lit the candle, v'zehu. No. You have to use the candle. Right? So therefore, if a person lights a candle from Itran and it stinks, he's going to light the candle and walk out. So then he's not using the candle. The whole idea, he has to use the candle. Damar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Zavda, Amar Le Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Amar Rav. Right? He says, Hadlakat Ner B'Shabbat Chova. So now he quotes this Ma'amar. Why are we doing the Shmaita over here? Say, listen, now a couple of other mitzvahs that are chayiv on the other mitzvahs that are important for Shabbos. Look what he says, quotes Rav, he lists a whole list. Our first one was what interests us for the sugya. We had lakat neir b'shabbat chova, but he carries on. He says, Rechisat yadayim v'raglayim, b'chamin, arvit, reshut. He says there, so this is Rabbah. Remember, Rabbah's quoting this whole list, and he quotes and he says that there, Rav says that Rechisat yadayim v'raglayim, b'chamin, arvit, reshut, that you wash your hands and your feet in warm water and you reshut, b'ani omer ben mitzvah. And Rabbah says, and I even say that's a mitzvah, it's not a reshut. My mitzvah, Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, and he quotes Rav himself. It says, Kachaya minagol, Shabbat Yehuda Bar Ilai. Erev Shabbat, Mevim lo areva melecham, to bring this whole bowl full of hot water. Verochet panav yadav raglav. Listen to this. This almost sounds like the Mekubalim in Tzvat. But this is long before Tzvat, right? This is in the Gemara in Babel. He says, Areva melecham, verochet panav yadav raglav, umit atef v'yoshev bezdinana metzuyatzin, and he'd sit there wrapped up in his bistinin, like in his blanket, his big like towel, sort of shawl, hametsuyatzin, meaning with tzitzit, right? V'dome l'malach Hashem tzvaot, like an angel, Erev Shabbos, wrapped up there, right? Now look at the Rashi over here, bistinin hametsuyatzin,
zdinin. Talking about Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos. Why are you making that point out of interest? What why are you saying that?
No, because you didn't say it. So I just wanted
to. No, I said Erev Shabbos. I quoted
It says
Arvit Leil Shabbat. The whole thing's Arvit taking place here, Leil Shabbat.
So is it on Shabbos or
no? No, but I think he would daven Maariv on Shabbos, but the washing of his feet would be Erev Shabbos. I think I'm a lakat ne'er Shabbat chova. Rechisat yadav raglayim mechamin arvit reshut. V'ani omer mitzvah. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav haya minago shel Rav Yehuda Elai erev Shabbat. Meviim lo areva melech chamin erev Shabbos. V'rochet v'av yadav raglayim mitatef v'yoshev b'sdin mamutziatzin. So he'd wash erev Shabbos and then he'd be all dressed up, adorned in his zdinin mitziatzin on Shabbos. The washing of the feet.
It says arvit leil Shabbat.
Who says that?
After Marav or before Shabbat?
So probably Leil Shabbat. I think they're two different things. But I think we should be too bogged down here because the Erev is clearly that he washed his feet Erev Shabbos. Well, that's not so clear. By the way, the Mekorot, which we'll get to later on, whether you can bother. It's a, you know, now that I think about it, Yossi's point might be actually more irrelevant than I thought before. Because there's a whole discussion, can you shower on Shabbos or not? Can you bath on Shabbos? And we'll see Gemaras which will want to prove that people would actually go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. And they'd be at the mikveh bathing mamash as Shabbos came in. And then they daven Maariv with their towel around their neck. We'll get to that later on in the sugya. So maybe there's place afterwards to say, was this mamash as we know Erev Shabbos or Leil Shabbos Friday night? You know what? Let's leave that for a moment. Let's just understand at the moment that we're talking about Erev Shabbos that makes it easier for all of us to deal with. Right? But then, Metatev Yoshim Mizdin Mitzuyatzin. Look at Rashi here. What's the issue of Mitzuyatzin? It's a complete sidetrack now to Asugya. He says, Dinim Shel Pishtan. These blankets he was wearing, or these big shawls, these cloaks, were made from flax. Ubahen Tzitzit Shel Tchelet. And they had Tzitzit or Tchelet. And the Tchelet we know has to be wool. So what have we got? Kilayim. You got shatnez. Ela shem mutar min haTorah, and he says Rashi, yeah, it's mutar to wear shatnez in your tzitzit. Why min haTorah? The dashin and smuchin. We got the smuchin. Lo tibash shatnez. The pasuk on the one hand says don't wear shatnez, and then it says gedirim taselach. You must make tzitzit frills. And there the Gemara learns it over there. We'll get to the Menachot. We've seen already that there the whole Gemara, the idea there that you're allowed is a heter tzitzit shatnez for tzitzit. Now we'll see now the second. It's about here about Shammai.
Okay.
What? Okay.
He says,
Okay, so that's a good one, but the Gemara Dafka there learned it from Smichut and not from an Aseh Lo Taseh. Okay? But that's a good question. In fact, we learned it this morning, right? You ask the same question. Why did they bring that over there? So maybe there's a Lo Taseh and an Aseh there, which of Shatnez. Shatnez is, I don't know. You know what? It's a good question. Good question. But nonetheless, the Gemara learns from Smichut, not from Aseh Lo Taseh. And we'll see it's over here about Shammai, but Shammai doesn't hold of this, by the way. So that's even a better question. If it's Aseh Lo Taseh, why doesn't Beit Shammai agree with it? We'll see that in a second. So nonetheless, what was going on over here? He got dressed up in his clothes. Look at this. Talmidav. They were hiding their tzitzit, the corners of their garments. Why? Right? Look at this. Mechabin, look at Rashi. Shayu lahem stinim, shaynan mitzuyatzin. They never had tzitzit on their these big cloaks that they wore, on these blankets they wrapped themselves in. Right? So Amar lahen. So now when Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, he saw them. Right? So Amar lahen, banai, lo kach sheniti lachem. Didn't I teach you sadin betzitzit? Beit Shammai, when it comes to the issue of sadin betzitzit, which is made of pishtan, the whole chiddush here is that this sadin is pishtan, right? It's made of flax. Beit Shammai potrin, ubehilom mechayvin, right? Beit Shammai says, you patur from tzitzit. Now, Tosfos asked the question, why would Afk use the word patur and chayv and not asur and mutar? We won't go into that now. So, if you have Beit Shammai potrin, ubehilom mechayvin, look Rashi there, Beit Shammai potrin, afal gav de tzitzit chovahu, we've got a mitzvah chov of tzitzit. Which is an Arat, b'chol talitot, sheyesh lo adam, everything a person owns, v'afilu munachim b'kufza. People think that because you've got a four-corner garment that you aren't wearing, you aren't as any tzitzit. No. Tzitzit is a din in the cheftza. You have to wear the tzitzit. The garment is what needs tzitzit. Right? Hane de pishtan patur. Those with pishtan are patur. Wa mishum de kilayim lo shar rachmana. The Torah didn't allow tzitzit to be kilayim. The Lord Darshe Smuchin. You see that, Russell? He doesn't say there, Aseh Velot Aseh. He says, the Lord Darshe the Smuchin. I don't know why. Good question. I don't know why.
Yeah.
However, Behilal Mechayvi. Behilal says, Yuchayev. Look at Rashi. The Darshe Smuchin. So says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai to his Talmidim. And Halacha Ketiv Behilal. And we pass like Behilal. So why aren't you wearing tzitzit? Right? You're hiding your garments from me. Why aren't you wearing tzitzit? But remember, we brought this proof just to discuss about Erev Shabbos, about. And let's not forget, right, about lighting candles and washing, etc. So he says, it's just interesting, the sugya, the inu sabra, what was their svara? Inu sabra gzeira mishum ksut laila. So they said, no, look, these pishtan as well, what was the reason why? They said, over here, savre talmidav, Rashi says there, shayu oshin, why sabur, nehid alachag hilal, and achinami, they agree, alachag b'chavim midoraita, the chiyuv doraita, mihu, they're assuming that Rabbanan gazur behu mishum ksut laila, shem yedu ksut shemuchad leilot, v'yatil bo tzitzit, v'nimtza lovesh kilayim shlo b'makom mitzvah. The ksut laila lo b'chay b'tzitzit, yichtiv reitim oto, v'yamot, okay. So basically, if you're going to wear pajamas, if you've got clothes, and what he's saying is that it appears to me that their nighttime clothing were made from linen, from pishtan, from flax, and therefore the Talmidim were of the opinion that Chachamim were gozer that you shouldn't wear flax clothes with tzitzit, even though midoraita maybe it's okay. Chachamim were gozer that you shouldn't wear because your pajamas might be, and then you end up wearing pajamas with tzitzit, and you're going to go to sleep at night. There's no mitzvah to have tzitzit at night because it's already 10 more times, so actually you've got to see them only during the day, and now you end up with shatnez when you aren't fulfilling a mitzvah, now you're over on shatnez. So when during the day you're wearing tzitzit, it's a mitzvah, so you can have the smuch and you can have the mitzvah of tzitzit, there's no issue of shatnez. When you aren't fulfilling a mitzvah, it now becomes a problem of shatnez, and they think that. There's a Tosfot over here as well, that I saw over here, that what's going on over here, that there's a mitzvah from the Torah here. Actually, it's Rashi. Rashi at the end there says, "Ubiyavamot parchinan," and in the Gemara there, which is the main sugya for this, he asked a kasha there, "Vechi beitin matin lakor davar min haTorah liftore tachayav?" How can beitin gozer, right, a mitzvah doraita? Mitzvah says make tzitzit, and beitin come along and say, "Don't make tzitzit on this pishtan because you might come to sleep with it." Rashi, the mishane sheva al taseh shani. If it's a sheva al taseh, all they said was, "Don't put tzitzit on." right? Which in itself is a question, because if we say that the chiyuv is in the garment itself, so then it'll be a problem. We'll get to when we get to Yevamot. Okay, so there that really was the answer. Bottom line is, we see over there that Rabbi Shmuel said you can't use itran, because Rabbi Shmuel held the Rabbi explains there that Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was there's a mitzvah to light the candle. You actually have to eat with the candles and use the candles on Shabbos. And if they smelt, you wouldn't use them. You would just walk out the room and abandon them. Okay. Gemara carries on. Now, while we're on this, Gemara brings a brighter here along these lines. Right? Michael, give me an English translation there, please, on this pasuk. It says there, Vatiznach. The Gemara quotes a pasuk over here, a pasuk in Eicha. Vatiznach mishalom. Seems to be like I've abandoned my peace. Nafshi nashiti tova. Vatiznach mishalom nafshi. My soul's been abandoned from peace. Nashitova. And I basically thrown away all good. Give me a decent English translation there, please, Michael.
My soul is removed far from peace. I've forgot prosperity.
Okay, so my soul is removed far from peace. I forgot prosperity. Now let's see how the Gemara explains this pasuk. The Gemara says like this: "My vatiznach shalom min nafshi." What does it mean? My soul has been far from peace. Amar Babahu zu hadlakat ner b'shabbat. Right? Now, I'll be honest with you. If you look in the notes of all your Gemaras, you'll see lots of joshes on that. It's coming to explain to you the opposite. And I'm leaving it all of it. Everyone wants to read this further can go into it. Lots of examples that bring what you shouldn't do and what you should do, and the idea is not to look after money and not worry too much about money and physical goods. I'm not going into all the Joshua, I never, that's way beyond me. You can all read, we're just trying to understand the pshat of the Gemara here, of the Psukim. So the first explanation is what does the Psukim mean? Rav Abayu says, Zuad lakat ner b'shabbat, which is a connection to our sugya. Look at Rashi there. Zuad lakat ner b'shabbat. Shlo ayalu imal adlik. Right, he never had what to light, and therefore he never had any nair. So therefore, it's as if he's saying, "But he's nach mishlom afshav." But no shalom. I never had candles. The candles give you shalom. Right, umakom shein nair ain shalom sheolech v'nichshal. And the Bach changes not for olech ba'afela v'ochel ba'afela, and he ends up eating in the dark. That's exactly Rabbi Ishmael. He says that you have to have candles to eat in the light, and you haven't got the candles to eat in the light. You're eating in the dark, and therefore that's if but he's nach shalom inafshi. And what's Nashiti Tova? How do you say Nashiti Tova there? What was that English? This Tova there? My soul's. What's that? Mean Nashiti Tova?
I forgot prosperity.
Okay. So it says, Amrav Yirmiya, Zo Beit HaMerchatz. Right? No prosperity. Haven't got a bathhouse. Nowhere to bath. Okay. So you can see that he was pretty satisfied with a little. Right? His prosperity is his bathhouse, and his shalom is his candles for Shabbos. Rav Yochanan Amar, the Mesudah Shas changes that order. They're not Amar Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Amar, Zorich Itzat Yadai V'Raglayim B'Chamin. That's like Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai, and we saw previously. It's all related back to what we saw earlier. Right, what is this all about? Rechitzat Yadai V'Raglayim B'Chamin. To be able to wash your hands and water in warm water. Rav Yitzchak Napach Amar, Zu Mitana'a V'Chelim Na'a She'Aleah. Says this is talking about that I'm fortunate to have a nice table and a nice bed and nice sheets, etc. on it. Rab Abba Amar Zumita Mutzat. This is a nice bed that's made. Veisha mekushetet et Tamidei Chachamim. Okay, whatever you understand from that. Okay, now Greg has another brighter carries on. Tarabat Ezehu Ashir. Right, now we all know Asamech Bechelko. That's a Mishlem Pirkei Avot. Of course, yeah, Ezehu Ashir says, Kol sheyesh lo nachat ruach be'osho. Okay, it's a similar idea, with a slightly different wording. So anybody who gets nachat ruach from Oshro, says Rabbi Meir. What does it mean, be'osho? Look at Rashi. Ezehu Ashir says, Nafkemine le'mitrach la'adurei amilta, as opposed to people who are running after stuff. Who's the person who's happy? He's happy be'osho. Right? He's got what he's got. Look at Rashi. Nachat ruach be'osho. Sameach be'chelko. Imat Imrav. Okay, so Rashi explains it according to the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, same idea. Okay, that's real Meir. Siman. The Gemara is a Siman over here. Mem Tet Kuf Samach. I haven't yet understood what that Siman's about, by the way. And then the Mishnah, the Brighter carries on. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Kol Sheyehusa. Now the question is, Ezehu Ashir, who's our rich guy? Rabbi Meir says, Kol Sheyeshanach Adroach Boshro. Rabbi Tarfon says, Kol Sheyesh Lo Mea Kramim, 100 vineyards, Umea Sadot, 100 fields, Umea Vadim, 100 servants, Shovdim Bahim. Okay, Rashi says, Bavodat, Avodat, Shichalim. I saw Maharsha, I think, he brought Maharsha, this is all Guzma, It's exaggerating and exact opposite. You shouldn't want all these things. And Rabbi Yitar was actually telling you, on the contrary, you think this is what makes you happy. It isn't really what makes you happy. Again, you can all read up on all of those things. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Isha Na'ah B'Maasim. Much more humble. And Rabbi Akiva, we know from him personally, right, that what really he was all about was his wife. He wanted his wife, Na'ah B'Maasim. He's speaking about himself over here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Ben HaKiseh Semuch L'Shulchano. Rabbi Yossi is getting more practical now, right? As long as you've got a toilet close to you, if nearby you don't have to walk too far, that's already something which should make a person happy. Right, Tanya Shimon ben Laz Omer. Okay, now we go back. Okay, we finished all of that now. The Agadah is over. Now we go back to carrying on discussing what we can and can't use for lighting candles. So Gemara now carries on. This is from a Tosefta, quotes of here. Tanya Shimon ben Laz Omer. Ein madlikin betzori. Now, interesting, that is one of the ingredients of the Pitum HaKetoret. Hatzori, right? What do you say there? Shraf HaKataf. What does it say in the Pitum HaKetoret? I know the Shraf HaKataf. HaKataf. What is it? Anybody remember it from Pitum HaKetoret? It's the first one, right? But then later on in Pitum HaKetoret, the Mishnah asks, what is Tzori? He says, I know the Shraf HaKataf or something. I don't know. It's every morning. Yeah, you got to remember these things. He says, it's not like Pitum HaKetoret. Mishkal she said, "Mane, Rabbi Atomer, inquired." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, "Hatzori, here we are. Eino ela sraf hanotef miatze aktaf. That's what it is, right? Miatze aktaf. And if you're looking in a Rinat Yisrael city, it says kataf is a tzemach bosem, some sort of a herb which gives fragrance, right? So the question now is, can you use tzori? You can't use tzori. Why not? He says, Amaraba, say my dear over here, mitoch shereko recho nodef. What does it mean, recho nodef? So nodef means it like goes off, right? It's like quite strong, right? Shenedo nodef. That is Rabba's reason, right? Gzeira, shema yistapek mimenu. Look at Rashi here. What's the gzeira? You might end up using it. If you add oil into a flame, so you chay because of mavir. If you take off oil to use it for yourself, because you're reducing the flame, right? This is almost the same idea as adjusting a time switch on Shabbos. You can't make it go off early. You know that, right? If you've got a time switch with those clicks on it. So according to Shvat Prashat Gilchata, you can, if the time switch is on working, you can extend it. That's interesting. That's almost like adding fire. We won't get to that now, but you can't make it go off earlier. That's mechabe. Same idea there. If you take oil out of the flame, you're going to cause the flame to burn out sooner. So if you've got this shemen hanodef, you might want to use the oil because it's a nice oil, and therefore you'll come to take some out of the candle, out of your flame, and end up making it burn shorter. Right, Amale Abaya. So Abaya said, we'll put it over the page. Leimamar mipnei shu af. He says, don't say because of shu def, right? Say the reason that you can't do it because shu af. What does it mean, af? When you light the candle, so the stuff coming off it, look at Rashi, shu af v'nidbak bekot le'abayit, right? It'll stick to the walls of the house. U'madlik et abayit, and it might burn the house. That's what he says. Right, about af, it come up, the flames are going to, the fire, the oil's going to come off, right? So Gemara says, you know, he doesn't argue with him, he says, Chadavod kamar. He says, you know, I accept the reason as well. My reason I gave because of no death, but also because of this reason, Chadav ibn Eshu af, v'od gzaira, the one is you're right, it might come to burn the house down, v'od another gzaira, shemi, stop even because you might want to actually use the candles, use the actual oil itself, we'll end off over here.